morning, we're continuing Chayalim Klal Nun Dalet. Chayalim is talking about items which are made from the come from the five species of grain, either because the kernels are intact in some way because they ate it raw, roasted, or even cooked, but not in the way that they're going to bind together. So in that situation, the bracha is not brei minim esanos, the bracha is brei pi adamo. Now the question is, what is the appropriate bracha achrona to be said? It is the normal assumption we know that when you make a mezonos, the bracha achrona is halamichya. When you make a brei pi adamo, the bracha achrona is brei nefashos. So that would seem to be the logical thing to do. And that is actually the halacha lemaisa, the ikar adin, is that the correct bracha achrona for these items, which are brei pi adamo, the correct bracha achrona is brei nefashos. However, Tosfos raises a question that the reason why we make a special bracha on certain items is because these are the species which the Torah uses them to say the praise of Eretz Yisrael. So it means there's a certain chashivah to these items, and they require a bracha instead of making the regular brei nefashos. They make a bracha of alo eitz or alo geffen. So what about this? It is kitan tzara, is something which the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael that it has these items, which indicates that these items have a chashivah to them. We don't say Eretz Yisrael is kosher because it has crawling ants, because that's true, but it's not a chashivah to it. But it has chitin tzaras and chashivas. So maybe you should get a special bracha, even though it's not a mezonos. Now what bracha should it get? So Tosfos suggests that maybe it should get the bracha of alo adamo, valprio adamo. The same way you make a bracha of alo eitz, valprio eitz. You should make a bracha of alo adamo, valprio adamo. Now, the Tosfos suggests such a din. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it down as a Yori Shemayim, should be choshes for the opinion of Tosfos. So how would that play out? That a person should not eat a kezias of it outside of a suda. This way he does not have to say bracha achrona. And if he wants to eat a kezias, he should eat a toicha suda, so he's going to bench at the end, and it's definitely included in the benching. The Chayilim's Lashon is a little bit stronger than the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch's Lashon is, Yari Shemayim should be careful about it. The Chayilim's Lashon is, V'yesh Yizorim, he's expanding this, extending this to all people. Whoever is learning his sefer, you should be careful to only eat a kezias worth of these items to chasuda. Mishum sofik eza bracha achrona, because it's questionable what the bracha achrona is. Okay, the kiyum the berach brei pi adama yitzarik lomer bracha achrona al adama al pri adama. If the bracha rishon is brei pi adama, the bracha achrona is al adama al pri adama. It is one of the sign and minim. It should get its own bracha, just like alo eitz gets its own bracha. It's not michya yet, so it's not including the bracha of alo michya, but it should be bracha of alo adama, alo pri adama. But bracha zula matzino, the Tosfos says, but the maisa, we do not find any such bracha mentioned anywhere in Chazal. So it sounds like the Chazal weren't mistaken that. So it's a quandary, what is the appropriate bracha to say? And therefore, the solution the Chayyadim says is the person should avoid the whole situation and only eat it less than a kezias if it's outside of a suda. Well, Micha Yevshe Lavorach, Lo Shayach Elok Kishabiruch Berei Menei Mezonos. The bracha of Alamichya is tied to the bracha of Mezonos. If we're saying it's not Michya enough to make a bracha of Mezonos, it's not Michya enough to make a bracha of Alamichya. Okay. So, therefore, the Chayyadim says we should avoid that situation. But he does say, "But he if a person did eat a kezias, the Chayyadim does not look at the suffix of Tosfos as a significant suffix to the point that you cannot say brei nefashos. Or brei nefashos cannot be used in place of an alamichya or alo adama, and vice versa. So, a person cannot be yotze his bracha achas mein sholosh at the end of his session of eating by saying brei nefashos instead. So he says, you're saying make a brei nefashos, but maybe the bracha is al adama. Apparently, it's not a real bona fide suffix. And the ikar din is that you would make a brei nefashos, and that's the appropriate bracha to say in the case of a person eating kezias. But we do suggest the person should try and avoid that situation. So one example of this, There's a machlok is what the bracha rishon is on a granola bar. Now some look at the granola bar, the fact that it has mushed together means the bracha is mezonos and the bracha achron is alamichya. Some argue that since that's only through artificial means, it's not that the cooking caused them to bind together as their natural gluten, etc., comes out and binds them, but rather you pressed it together with honey and stuck it together. That's not called that it upgraded from a hadama to mezonos. Therefore, the bracha achrona, since the bracha rishon is repi adama, the bracha achrona is going to be a suffix, what bracha to make. So he says the appropriate thing to do is to avoid the situation. So Rabbi Heber from Lashtar K measured out the granola bars in the Nature Valley granola bars. And one usually comes in packets of two. One bar of those is not a kazayas. So a person would eat one bar, he's not eating a kazayas. So he's fulfilling this halacha of avoiding a suffix bracha achrona. Now, eating only combines together in the time of kedekhilas pras. A person would wait the time it takes a kedekhilas pras and before he eats the second bar. So again, that second eating is not connected to the first, so there's no chiyuv for bracha achrona. So a person can theoretically eat multiple bars of the granola without needing to make any bracha achrona because he spaced it out. And that would be the appropriate thing to do according to this chayot. Have a good day.